Let's bring in the master of disaster, Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, you missed it yesterday. You would have liked watching this. Did you ever see the movie Tim Cup? It was about golf, so probably not.
Yeah, sure I did.
Okay, do you remember that one hole?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And Sergio Valente did the same thing yesterday.
No, it was Sergio, it was worse. It was a shorter shot. Five consecutive balls. He posted a 13 on their par 5 hole, okay? And that is the highest score on a hole ever.
But did he nail the last one?
What do you mean?
Like Tim Cup did.
No, he didn't.
Well, then he's a loser.
A 13 on a par 5.
They have a name for people like that, but I can't say it on radio.
Okay. It was an amazing thing to watch, I can tell you, because I was watching the afternoon coverage.
Well, the first word is dumb, and the second word sounds like glass, but...
Well, it was amazing to watch. It actually got heartbreaking after, like, the third one, because then you want to crawl. There's no place to hide. You can't even crawl and hide on a golf course.
Why did he do something so stupid?
It was a short shot into a par 5. He was on his third shot, and it's a slope green, so what you have to do is...
Get it up over the hump.
You get it up over the hump, and you let it roll back a little bit, but he had too much spin on the ball each time, and the greens at Augusta, there's a commentator for CBS who was never allowed to commentate at Augusta anymore because years ago he said the greens were like wax bikini areas, okay?
What's so bad about that?
It was the implication of the area of the body and stuff like that. But what it meant, of course, was that they're like glass, and so... Every once in a while, that happens. But anyways, we'll move on to other sports. The Orioles finally ended their skid with a win yesterday over the Yanks.
Yeah, the team with the worst run differential in baseball beat the Yankees last night.
They did.
It was a beautiful thing. I was sitting there in my glory last night watching this game.
Yeah, well, you must have been upset when Judge hit his home run early.
Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less because you knew the Yankees were going to blow this game. Brett Gardner, 172. The big man Stanton, 185. DeSantino, who I call Baba Bluey, 077 is his batting average. And then you have two more Yankee fill-ins who are hitting less than 200. This is the lineup that throws fear into the heart of pitchers.
It does.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys hitting below 200 and one guy that doesn't even have a batting average yet. Yankee baseball.
They'll come along.
Yeah, they'll come along. I'm sure they will. They shouldn't lose the division.
No, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't lose the division. But if you look at the standings right now, the Yankees are one game over 500, and the Astros are 5 games over 500. And the Red Sox on the poor man's tour, they play another Florida team this weekend. They haven't played anybody but a Florida team yet. They're 6-1. They played 7 games so far against the Marlins and the Rays. Talk about getting fat.
Yeah. All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
Hockey.
All right.
Devils with a big win last night against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the Devils, which I never thought we'd be saying on April 6th, are in the playoffs.
Amazing.
They're solidified. They nailed it down last night. They're in the playoffs. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And like I said, about the worst thing that could happen for the Devils last night was the Columbus-Pittsburgh game going to overtime, because this way both teams got a point and Pittsburgh wound up coming out on top. So the Devils, instead of being ahead of Columbus or Pittsburgh with the win last night, they're tied with Columbus and still 1 point behind Pittsburgh with all three with one game to go. So, you got the Flyers with 96, the Devils and the Columbus Blue Jackets with 97, and the Penguins with 98 with one game to go. So it's going to be a coin toss to see who's going to finish where for positioning in the playoffs. But with the win, the Flyers make the playoffs. They get ahead of the Panthers. The Panthers have a tall order. The Flyers have to lose, and the Panthers have to win their last two to tie. So I don't know if that's going to happen. So the Flyers are on the cusp of the playoffs, but the Devils are in.
All right. Here you go.
Never thought that would happen, but let me tell you, this kid Taylor Hall, he should be very close to winning the MVP in hockey this year. Very, very close to winning the MVP in hockey. Three biggest stories this year. The Golden Knights winning the Pacific Division, the team in Vegas. The Devils making the playoffs, and Taylor Hall being in a position to win an MVP. Those are the three biggest stories in hockey this year.
All right. So where else do we go now in sports?
The Mets.
Yeah.
Big win for the Mets yesterday, and I watched this game. DeGrom did not have his best stuff yesterday. I didn't think he'd go 3-4 innings. But that's the difference between a pitcher with a killer mentality like DeGrom and a pitcher with a pussycat mentality like a few other pitchers on the Mets. He got out there. He battled. He used what he had. He made pitches to spots. He put batters in bad positions, and he fought his way through six innings and did a hell of a job keeping the Mets in this game. A few questionable calls kept the Mets in this game at the plate and provided Bruce with the opportunity to hit that grand slam that he hit to put the game from a 4-2 close game to an 8-2 laugher. But that's baseball. There's bad calls in baseball. They go with you. They go against you. Yesterday they went with the Mets. Bruce could have just as easily struck out when the count went from 2-2 to 3-2 into the pitch that determined the grand slam. But he hit it, and that's the end of the story. I mean, that's the way baseball is. Baseball is a game of mistakes made by players and umpires, and it's up to you to capitalize on it. Bruce capitalized on it, and the Mets get a big win yesterday against Washington.
All right, before we hit the Pat and the weather, any racing to talk about?
Hell yeah, Keeneland opens this weekend.
Well, let's get on to Keeneland.
We got the big races. We got the Wood in New York, the Santa Anita Derby out in Santa Anita. Santa Anita Derby, pay attention to a horse named Justified. If Justified, like I said about 3 weeks ago, wins the Santa Anita Derby, he wasn't supposed to be in the Santa Anita Derby. He's supposed to run next week in Arkansas, in the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn. But McKenzie, another Bobby Baffert runner, can't come up with an injury, and he's out off the Derby trail. So Justified makes a home base turn to stay at Santa Anita to run in the Derby. If this horse runs like I think he will tomorrow in Santa Anita and wins, this horse will win the Kentucky Derby, barring any kind of traffic problems that you need a crystal ball to foresee. This horse is a tremendous, tremendous athlete, has a big, big, big scope of opportunity ahead of him, and he wins the Santa Anita Derby tomorrow. Start lining up to bet him in the Kentucky Derby 4 weeks from now. So with that being said, let's go to Keeneland. The sixth race is the Commonwealth, the 7-furlong sprint. Draws a nice field here. Limousine Libero is definitely going to be the favorite, the six horse. Conquest Windy City is a horse that's going to get a lot of opportunity at the window. My horse that I'm going to play here is Al Stahl's horse, the 2 Behavioral Bias. This horse is 2-for-2 over a wet track. I'm expecting the track to be wet tomorrow, being that it's supposed to snow there tonight. This horse is coming off 2 nice off-track races down at the fairgrounds. Gets a big step up in class, but off tracks are an equalizer. And with that being said, expect Behavioral Bias to take that bias on the wet track and come home with it. So I'm going to go with the 2 Behavioral Bias in the Commonwealth. I'm not going to do any grass races tomorrow because I don't know if they're even going to be on the grass. So why waste our time with that? The 8th race, Madison, I'm going to look to play a long shot here. I like the 4, Miss Locust Point. This horse is coming off a nice off-track win down at Laurel. If that Laurel race means anything, I expect this horse to run big on an off-track there as well. The 12, Finley's Lucky Charm, is a horse that likes the course. Won there last fall convincingly. And if you're looking for a big bomb in here, Minds and Magic's another horse that might be able to light it up on an off-track. The Ashland, which is the race for 3-year-old fillies, it's a one-dog show here. Monomoy Girl, the one horse that won very, very convincingly down at Fairgrounds when she got left. Prior to that, this horse had a lot of speed, won on the front end and a couple of cakewalks. got left at the gate at Fairgrounds and looked like she was hopelessly beaten. This horse put in a tremendous run, probably the best three-year-old run I've seen in the States this year, and she's a filly. She should get the job done at Keeneland tomorrow. Only has six other runners to beat. Nobody wants to line up against her, so she should be a prohibitive favorite in the Ashland and just walk home with that race. The big race of the day is the 10th race, the Bluegrass. A couple of scratches in here with Justified not going to the Arkansas Derby. The five-horse Quip is going to scratch out and go to the Arkansas Derby, going to skip the Bluegrass. So that leaves this two right now without any other scratches, a 14-horse field. So it's going to be a big traffic jam in here. The two horses I like in here, one is Free Drop Billy. This horse won the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland by four last fall. So this horse likes the course. Ran at Aqueduct in a very lackluster race last time in a one-turn mile in the Gotham. I think two turns is the way this horse runs. I think that was just a tightener for this one. So Free Drop Billy's going to get some of my attention. But most of my attention is going to go to the 12-horse Flame Away. Flame Away ran second to Quip last time out in the Tampa Bay Derby and ran a very, very good race, which was hidden by the race that Quip ran. This horse was coming on pretty good at the end, and if Quip didn't run as good as he did, I think Flame Away would have won the Tampa Bay Derby. That would have lined him up as a big favorite here after winning the Sam Davis and the Tampa Bay Derby. He gets the 12 post. He's 6-1. He's going to be my top pick in this race. So the 12 Flame Away is my top pick in the Bluegrass with the 10-horse Free Drop Billy underneath. And just watch out for one horse in here that's drawn in, the 15-horse Determined. I like that horse a lot today in the grass race. It was cross-entered in a race today and going into tomorrow, but Case scratches him today to run tomorrow, and with the hiatus of Quip, Determinant's getting in. Could be any kind of horse. They're definitely worth to use on your exacta boxes. That's the 15-horse Determinant. So big racing weekend this weekend, three preps for the Kentucky Derby, and the picture will start to become more clear of who's going to be in.